marsh.
Marsh. Anything else besides a marsh?
No, I don't think.
Any other name for marsh?
No.
What about a place where it has a lot of trees growing in it?
Swamp.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between a marsh and a swamp?
Oh, goodness.
Well, I can tell you what I would interpret the difference.
Well, I just know down in the Everglades, the marsh, you know, is where you've got all those grassy marsh. In the swamp, you think of a lot of trees and roots and things, you know. Because like a mangrove swamp, you know, down there, they've got all those trees and roots and everything, and the swamps over here, you know.
Marsh and grasslands.
It's
a few trees you can use your airboat on.
Right. Is the marsh fresh water or salt water?
Salt water, isn't it?
I don't think it would be generally referred to as salt water.
Say if you had some swampy land and you wanted to get the water off it, you say you were going to
dredge
or
drain?
And the fish should dig to drain the water off.
Goodness. Ditching?
You know your favorite word.
Okay. What?
For that drag line?
Drip grinder.
Is that what you'd have to use? The dredge?
She called it the drip grinder.
Drag line.
That's what her grandpa used to operate with the dredge book.
Yeah. Is that what they had down here on the river when they took all that?
Drip grinder.
No, I mean down here in South Daytona, that place that they went in that was kind of marshy, and they drained it all off and then built it up to build something on it.
If you had a heavy rain and maybe the water cut out a little trench sort of thing, you'd call that a... Maybe on the side of the slope or something.
I've never heard of...
I'm
Bobby, would you put that gate on the steps? The baby might be. She's going towards the bathroom.
A gully, but they don't use it too much.
Did you ever hear the word ditch or gully or ravine or hollow?
I've heard a ravine.
What's a ravine look like?
I've never seen one, but I've just heard of it. It would run down like to a ditch, isn't that like you said it would? Well, like
Malacca has a ravine, the gardens, which are go down deep.
Well, I've never been there.
Say a small rise in land would be called
a hill.
Any other name for that? You ever hear of knob or no? And something a whole lot bigger than a hill.
Mountain.
Okay. And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp. Comes out and just hangs over. That'd be the
ledge,
or the sharp part that just drops off. Say someone jumped over the. Did you ever hear cliff?
Yeah.
And talk about several of those. You talk about several
cliffs.
And the low place. I don't mean a valley now, but still up in the mountains. The low place between the mountains.
Valley?
It's where the road goes across in a low place.
How many mountains around here? You don't hear too.
I've never been to the mountains. No, Christine.
And you know, on television, the gunfighters, for every man that they'd kill, they'd cut a little
notch.
Okay. And he had some water flowing along, you call that a...
You mean in a stream?
Or
a brook?
What size is a brook?
Just a small.
What about something bigger than a brook?
River?